This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Members of Congress are at home this week, and the budget debate has followed them there from Washington. Many anti-poverty groups are angry about spending cuts approved by the House of Representatives, and they are trying to stop those cuts from becoming law. The anti-poverty groups say millions of low-income Americans could be hurt. But as NPR's Pam Fessler reports, the impact of these cuts is not always clear.
Here's one controversial House cut: no new vouchers to house homeless veterans. Senate Democrats at a recent news conference called that unacceptable, reckless, heartless, even immoral. California's Barbara Boxer said this:
if you get rid of this program, this is 10,000 vouchers, 10,000 veterans who literally could be in the streets and die, get very ill.
What she didn't say is that the House did exactly what President Obama asked for in his 2011 budget, that there be a one-year break in the program because of a backlog.
So any kind of characterization that we're putting vets out in the cold is absolutely untrue.
Iowa Republican Tom Latham on the House floor. He said of 30,000 vouchers already available for homeless veterans,
there are 11,000 vouchers sitting there unused today.
So why provide more? To be fair, the administration says the backlog is pretty much gone now, and they really could use some additional vouchers. But this back and forth has only muddled an already complicated budget debate. There's this example, too. Disability advocates say under the House plan, 10,000 severely disabled individuals will lose HUD rental assistance, and most will be put out of their homes.
We certainly hope they wouldn't be.
Andrew Sperling with the National Alliance on Mental Illness is leading the lobbying campaign.
But housing authorities are faced with difficulties when there isn't enough money coming from HUD to renew the vouchers they have.
He says that requires $112 million, which isn't in the House bill. But wait, House appropriators say the money is in the bill, just hidden in a bigger account. Sperling says if that's the case, he'd like to see it in writing, so there's no confusion when it comes time to hand out the funds. In a chaotic budget debate, one can't take anything on faith. Jack Kingston is a House Republican from Georgia.
We're in an environment in which everyone always assures you the sky is falling if they don't get what they want, and that's for those who want to cut and those who don't want to cut.
Kingston heads an appropriations panel that oversees a program providing monthly food packages to senior citizens, pregnant women, and children. Anti-hunger groups say 81,000 people would lose those benefits under the House bill.
We're not sure that that is an accurate number. What I don't understand is how many of those people actually qualify for food stamps.
Kingston thinks many could get help through that program instead. But Frank Kubik, who manages food aid at Focus Hope in Detroit, says it doesn't work that way. He serves many homebound seniors who can't use food stamps because they can't get to the store.
Detroit is known as a food desert. There's a lack of supermarkets here. Public transportation is not what we'd like it to be. There's safety issues for seniors.
And he says for other low-income seniors, the packages supplement their diets with much-needed foods like milk, juice, pasta, and canned vegetables.
To pull it away from them would be devastating.
He and others are trying to make that case with lawmakers, but it's not easy with so many competing claims. Indeed, a recent congressional study found 18 different, sometimes overlapping, federal food aid programs. Also fighting cuts is Youth Build, a $100 million program that trains troubled youth in construction skills and helps them to get their GEDs. The House bill provides no money, which puzzles 19-year-old Kyle Johnson. He is among several young men putting up drywall on a housing project in Washington, D.C. Johnson says without the program,
I'd probably be out here in these streets somewhere trying to hustle, you know, do something negative, you know, not positive.
Now he's looking forward to getting a job and setting a good example for his new son.
I just feel as though I can teach him some basic life skills that I was never, because my father died when I was 8, so I ain't never, you know, get to learn from him as I wanted to.
Youth Build says some 10,000 young people won't get help if the cut goes through, and that will cost taxpayers much more in the long run. House appropriators say HUD has an identical program that can fill in the gap, but HUD says the programs aren't the same at all. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.